Okay, I think we can start already. Hi everybody, I'm Diego Barreiro. I'm one of the open source contributors to the MIT App Inventor project, and today I'm gonna be talking about App Inventor and how we can introduce artificial intelligence to kids using this platform. But before getting into it, I would like to introduce myself a little bit more. I've started coding with App Inventor when I was 14 years old. It was 2013 at that time, and I basically wanted to build an app. I didn't know anything about coding, and a high school teacher showed me this amazing platform. So I just spent the next couple of years building apps with App Inventor, and eventually I switched to Java coding, and I was able to contribute to the project later on, as I'm doing right now. So what is MIT App Inventor? MIT App Inventor is an online platform that enables anybody to build any kind of application without having to learn any programming language like Java or Kotlin, that is nowadays the most popular ones. This is the interface, and it has the mock phone on the center, and on the left side we can have the components, the elements that will make the app, like buttons, labels, text boxes, text areas, like any kind of interaction that the user will have with the app. And then we can customize the properties like colors, text fonts, text sizes, whatever, on this panel, so we can make the app look as we wish for the final user. And how does the logic work? Well, most of you may know about the Scratch. App Inventor works somehow like a Scratch using this block language. So let's say that we want to play a sound when the app opens. We will be using a block that says when the screen one has opened, we want to play a specific sound later on. And that's how we can just make any kind of application. MIT App Inventor allows existing Android developers and iOS developers to introduce new components using extensions. And we will be using today one of those extensions that was developed by a research project at MIT that enables to classify images on different groups using artificial intelligence.